From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Bush announced his choice to head the nation's space agency. Michael Griffin will face an enormous challenge if the Senate approves his nomination to run NASA. The agency is at a turning point. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The new NASA administrator will come on just as the agency is preparing to return the space shuttle to flight following the Columbia disaster 2 years ago. This person will also oversee President Bush's plan to send people back to the moon and on to Mars. And the new administrator will have to decide whether to let the Hubble Space Telescope die in orbit, as is currently planned. Tom Kremegist, a scientist at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, says Michael Griffin would be perfect to take on those challenges.
I think he brings to the job qualities that have not been seen in a NASA administrator in a number of decades.
Kremegist says Griffin has great technical abilities, which he is currently exercising as head of the Space Department at the Applied Physics Lab. He also has been a senior administrator at NASA, and he ran a venture capital company funded by the CIA to develop classified technologies. Kremegist notes that Griffin has also worked in academia and in the aerospace industry.
Frankly, I can't think of a better person to undertake such a job. NASA clearly needs strong leadership at the present time. It needs to make significant changes in the way it does business. And he knows how you do things because he has been a manager.
Griffin will have to balance the needs of space science with a costly human space program. Scientists say Griffin is likely to be an ally. Kremegist says Griffin even co-authored a book about designing robotic spacecraft.
And on the cover of it, he has the Voyager spacecraft, which the agency apparently has decided to terminate after 27 years in space. I don't believe that that kind of thing is going to be allowed to take place under Mike Griffin.
Griffin already has the support of the Planetary Society, which is a leading science group, and he has powerful supporters on Capitol Hill. So the Senate seems likely to confirm him easily. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.